6237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a nice day. It's cold. It's 12 degrees here in Kennebunk. And it's winter time. But you have to keep saying to yourself, spring is 49 days away. Daylight savings time, 42 days away. And opening day for the Red Sox at Fenway Park against those darn Yankees, 84 days away. So things are getting better. You got to think positive, folks. And if we can help you, call us, 800-259-9231. And remember, our newsletter, we have a newsletter every single Thursday. And we try and put information that you've asked about. Last week, we talked about Clevia. And we talked about black knot disease. So we did a story on it. This coming week, we're going to build for you on the website a vegetable garden planting chart for when you should start them inside the house, how to handle them, and how to move them outside. And we're also going to do a story for you on how to set up a spraying program for your fruit trees, also grapes, blueberries, raspberries, and your roses. So sign up for the newsletter. Go to paulparent.com. Top of the page, it says newsletter. Just click on it and put your email address. And every Thursday, you will get a newsletter with some information that will help you. And you can print it, you can delete it, whatever you want. But it will help you to become a better gardener, and it's a way that I can give you more information other than Sunday. Don, who's up first this hour?
Up first, this is Laura from New Hampshire, who has a question about plants from a seed.
Laura, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. So it's Sunday, so I listen to your show, and I scour all my, you know, plant catalogs. And there are so many things that, you know, I'd like to buy, and there are always plants, you know, that I get at the nursery, and I can't help but wonder for the money if I should start some things from seed that I've never started before, like, for example, petunias, you know, are they easy to start? And you know, I wondered if you could give us some suggestions on which ones are easy enough to start from seed. And then I also wonder, what do you think about buying bare-rooted plants, you know, from catalogs like roses and things like that?
You can buy bare root plants and have very, very good results. The one thing that you have to stress when you place that order, whether it's on the internet or you phone the order in, you must tell them where you live to make sure that they understand that I live in Maine and that if you send me those plants the first week in March, what am I going to do with them? I need to be able, when you get them, you should be able to put them directly in the ground. The company that you buy from has a refrigerated building where they can keep those plants dormant for as long as they want. They just want to ship them out to get income and to get them out of their storage area. But you have to say to them, this is where I live. we will have snow on the ground until April 1st. The ground is not going to thaw until April 1st. I mean, it varies every year. But you have to let them know that I do not want these plants in late February. I do not want them in early March. That way, if you get them, the ground's frozen, what do you do with them? You have to take them out of the box, find some used pots, buy some potting soil, pot them up so that they don't dry, because you can't let them sit there for a month. You have to actually pot them and then replant them in the yard. You don't want to do that. So let them know ahead of time and you'll be in good shape. And I will make a note, not for this week, but next week, to do a flower chart. Okay. Now, all of your annuals you can do, but the secret is when to start the seed. For example, snapdragons have to be started real early in the season, while marigolds you can almost direct plant by seed. Marigolds you could start in the house maybe a month before they're safe to go outside. Petunias and patience, you have to start those by seed about 2 months before you're going to put them outside, because small seed, very slow growing, and they need a longer period to be mature enough to go in the garden. Petunias, snapdragons are plants that will also tolerate cooler weather. So you can start them earlier and get them in the ground sooner than you can on impatiens. You could put snapdragons or impatiens in the yard once they have been acclimated to the weather in mid-April. And if you get a frost, it wouldn't hurt them. If you put an impatiens out mid-April, they would die. So I'll make a note, not this week, but the following week, I'll make a flower chart on when to start your seeds inside the house. Laura, that's a great question, and we'll do that just for you. Thank you for the suggestion. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, let me see here, we have Leo from Massachusetts, who has a question about books.
Leo, good morning. Hey, Leo. Leo, you there? I guess not.
All right, we will move on ahead then. We have Corrine from Rockport, Massachusetts, who has a question about a plum.
Corrine, good morning. How can we help you with your plum tree?
Oh, good morning. We love your program. You're our second religion. Anyway, years ago I had this plum that was a president plum, red fleshed, tender, beautiful. And only about 1 week of the summer can you buy it in a store. But I should love to have my own tree. And I did save 2 big stones, and they've never materialized, never sprouted. Last year I did crack a stone open, thinking maybe that would cause the sprout to form. Is it possible to raise a plum from a plum stone?
Sure, sure. This is what you have to do. You have to mimic what nature does all by itself. So when the fruit is eaten, you save that pit, the stone from the plum tree, and you need to let it dry out. So cut your plum open, pull the seed out, eat your plum, enjoy it. Take that pit, let it sit on your countertop or someplace where it's not going to create a problem. Wash it first so that you don't attract fruit flies to land on it and create a problem for your other plants in the house. Now, that seed will not germinate in the middle of summer. it won't germinate until the following spring. So what you can do is this. After you've eaten the fruit in the summer, take that plant, that pit, put it in a 6-inch plastic pot. If you go to a nursery on a regular basis, ask the nurseries if they have a couple old 1-gallon pots. They're just the black plastic pots that perennials would come in, or small junipers would come in. Just a regular 1-gallon can. Fill it full of potting soil, or even soil from your garden. The pit has now dried out really well. Take a file, any kind of a file that you would have in your tool shed, and with the edge of the file, try and make a line in the middle of the pit so that the water will have an easier time to penetrate it. Okay? Put it in the soil, give it a good drink, put it outside for the winter. It needs to freeze, and that will change it so that it will now wake up and create a plant the following spring. So if you can get some now, do that, put it outside, and they'll germinate in the spring. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481. From Dublin down to Castlebar,
from that to County Clare. When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatec, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you with your garden, the number to call is 800-259-9231. This time of the year, it's quiet. You'll be able to get your lawn really quick compared to waiting until April and May and June when everybody has questions. So again, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Jim from Kittery, Maine, who has a question about orchids.
Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Jim?
Great, thanks. Hey, I want to ask you about orchids. You know, I bought an orchid a year ago for my wife, and I didn't know what to do after all the flowers fell off the stems. I left the stems there. They started coming back to life, and I got my first orchid opening up, so so I've got new orchids. So, but how am I supposed to really take care of it?
Okay.
Should I have taken the stems off? That was my big question. Should I have removed those big stems?
Yeah. Once the orchid plant finishes blooming, you want to cut that stem right down to the foliage. Now, is the orchid growing in soil or is it in sphagnum moss?
Well, it's in the medium I bought it in, which is some kind of a moss, an orchid, you know.
Okay. Okay. Now, that orchid plant can stay in that mixture for 2, sometimes even 3 years, depending on how large the pot is and the size of the plant. If the plant is becoming top heavy, then you may want to think. But normally when you buy it, you can keep it for 2 years in that same container. Now, when I was in Florida last year, I went to a town in Florida called Apopka. And Apopka is in central Florida near Orlando, and it's one of the towns that they are noted for growing tropical plants. And they're growing a lot of orchids in that town. And we went to several greenhouses, and they all told us the same thing. You need to feed the orchids on a regular and steady diet of fertilizer. And they all recommended that you feed your plants with Osmocote. Osmocote is a little BB. and it's a little pellet. And every time you wet that orchid, the fertilizer that's in that time-release capsule will come out and fertilize the plant. It will be caught into the moss, or sometimes they pot the orchids in like pieces of bark, little coarse bark about the size of your thumb. But the fertilizer is able to be absorbed into it, and the roots will take it as it needs it. So they told me you need to put Osmocote in your plant pot spring and fall. Number one, if you really want them to bloom, if you can fertilize them in the springtime and fall, because they are in the spring getting ready to make the new growth, they need additional energy to do that, and then in the fall, they're getting ready to change their environment, because a lot of people will keep them outside for the summer. And that is the perfect place. During the winter, the fall, winter, and early spring, facing south, where it's going to get sun all day. The more sun your orchids can get from September until the 1st of May, the better they're going to do. When the threat of frost is over, usually around mid-May, put them outside, excuse me, on the deck, a porch or patio that is in the shade. If you don't have an area like that, and you've got like a big flowering crab or a dogwood or a pear that produces shade under the tree, dig a hole in the ground, set your potted orchid in the hole and firm the soil around it, and leave it there for the whole summer. And when the kids go back to school in September, pull it out of the ground and then bring it back into the house. So, plenty of sun, fall, winter, early spring, mid-May until September in the shade. Feed with Osmocote twice a year, spring and fall, and then some liquid food off and on when they are in bloom. And they will do wonderful. They should bloom every year.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish rose.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. Okay, you can play this game. Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, we have Margaret from Connecticut, who has a question about a clivia plant.
Margaret, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, good morning, Paul. I'm sorry I missed your show. I think you talked about clivia last week, and I did miss out on it, so I don't know much about it. I have one, and the tips of the leaves are all turning like orange and spotty. And also, I wondered, when are they supposed to bloom? And my other question, I have a couple of shooting star hydrangeas. Is that something I'll be able to plant outside later on, like in the spring?
Where did you buy the shooting star hydrangea?
They came from the grocery store.
They came from the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Well, being in Connecticut, you're probably a little bit better off than if you lived in the Boston area. Are you in southern Connecticut or
northern part of the... Northeastern, yeah.
Northeastern, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What I would do is all of your hydrangeas are winter hardy.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with some varieties is they die back to the ground during the winter, and then in the spring, you have a lot of dead sticks, and the new shoots redevelop from the root system, giving you all new growth. They get all excited, but some of the varieties only bloom on the branches made the previous year. So you get great leaves and no blossoms on them. So until you try it, you won't know. And I'm not familiar with that particular variety. What you could do is to send me an email with some of the names. There must be on the tag a Latin name along with shooting star. And that way I can determine if it's going to be hardy enough for it to bloom every single year. If it's not, what you have to do is you repot it to a good size container, because hydrangeas dry out quickly because they make so much foliage, and the foliage is so large. You will leave it outside until you've had a frost and all the leaves come off, and then you would take the hydrangea, put it in your garage or in your basement, and leave it there for the winter. And then in the spring, put it back out on your patio. That way the winter cold weather and winds don't kill the new growth, because it's protected being inside your garage or even in your basement. Now for your clevia, what I want you to do is go to www.paulparent.com, P-A-R-E-N-T. Top of the page, it says newsletter. I want you to click on the newsletter and then put your email address right there. Once you've done that and you submitted it, you'll get a newsletter every single week. Now, before you change, just below that, it says, I would like to look at this week's newsletter. And on this week's newsletter, I did a story on clevia. It tells you when to water, when to fertilize, and how to make it bloom. And you probably don't know, but the clevia is in the same family as amaryllis. It looks like it. It's in the same family, but there is a specific timing for watering and fertilizing if you want to make it bloom. It has to be at least 3 years old, and depending on the size of the plant that you bought. But if you go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, and then it will show you last week's newsletter or this week's newsletter. And the featured story is every step that you need to do for clevia. How's that for timing, Margaret? Okay? So check that out, and you'll get all the information. Because if you fertilize it, for example, during the winter, it will not flower. If you keep it too dry during the summer, it will not flower. And it needs to go dormant and be cooler during the winter than the rest of the year. And you can go look at the newsletter, and then if you want, you can print out just the story about the clevia, and the rest of it you can leave it right there. That way you'll have it in hand. Thank you for the call. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next is Terry from Massachusetts, who has a question about evergreens.
Terry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I have a problem because I don't have boots deep enough to get to the bushes in the front of my house, and they are weighted down with snow.
Okay.
Is that going to be a problem when spring comes?
Well, it depends what it is, but I'll tell you, if you try and release the snow and the temperatures are cold and the plant is frozen, and all of a sudden the snow comes off of it, that plant is going to spring up. And when it does, because it's frozen, some of the fibers that run up and down the stem, they're bent, they're frozen, and when you release the weight, the plant will automatically spring up, and some of those fibers or muscles are going to break because they're forced to expand when they're not supposed to, and your plant will always be bent over. So if you want to take the snow off, make sure that your temperature is above freezing. Right now, where I live in Maine, it's 12. So if I was to go outside and push all the snow off the plants, I would create more of a damage to the plant than by leaving it alone. So make sure it's warm before you do that. Okay? Thank you. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Elaine from South Yarmouth, Massachusetts, who has a question about a Hoya.
Elaine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you. Thank you for all the information you give us on plants. It's so interesting, and I look forward to listening to you every week. My problem is I have a Hoya that has not flowered in 2 years, and I was wondering what I can do to help that along.
Okay. I'm going to do a story for you for next week's newsletter on Hoya, but I'm going to tell you what the problem is. When I went to college, we were learning about tropical plants in one of the courses I took. And one of the plants we learned about was the Hoya. And as you know, they have a beautiful, it's a cluster of waxy pink blooms. And it's about maybe 2 inches in diameter. The buds are closed nice and tight. And then as the flower matures, it opens up. But they are waxy pink in color. They will only make a bloom if the vine runs horizontal. So if you have the plant in a hanging basket, hanging from a bracket in front of your window, and the branches all run straight down, the hormone that's in the plant is called Florigen. And the only way that it will bloom is if Florigen accumulates in a stem that runs horizontal. So you're going to need to take some of those stems, wrap them around the side of your container, or run them across your curtain rod so that they run horizontal. Within 6 months of this happening, they will begin to flower. When the stems just dangle straight down, the Florigen falls to the tip of the plant, and it encourages the plant to make new growth. If it's horizontal, it builds up, it activates the flowering hormone in the plant to become more active, and it will make a bloom for you. I was looking for a tropical plant for next week's newsletter. You gave it to me, and we'll talk about Hoya. So go to the website, paulparent.com. Top of the page, sign up for the newsletter, and every Thursday you will get it. It's free, and there's a lot of information changing every single week. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Don, who's next?
Up next, we have Les from Rhode Island, who has a comment about orchids.
Les, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good.
It's been a long time since we've spoken. I just wanted to call and let you know that your member who spoke to you a few moments ago from Kittery, Maine, who was asking about orchids, can find out about as much as he needs to know or wants to know at our forthcoming Valentine weekend show. I'm sorry?
No, I've mentioned that several times during the show today, and I've been so busy, I haven't had a chance to get back to you, but I'll be giving you a call in the next few days to arrange to have you come on the radio and tell all of our listeners about the Orchid Show, February 11th through the 13th And you said it's Valentine's Day weekend. It's a great show. It's the first flower show in New England. And it's an educational show, too, isn't it, Les?
Yes, sir. We have all sorts of workshops and guided tours so that people who really have never even owned an orchid before can find out as much as they would like and to learn as much as they want in order to start growing them comfortably at home.
When is the date again, Les?
The dates, Paul, are Friday, February 11th from 1 to 5 in the afternoon, Saturday, February 12th from 9 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, and then again Sunday the 13th from 9 till 4 in the afternoon.
Now, last year, I think, didn't you have special times that people could come early and take pictures?
Yes, we do, Paul. On Saturday and Sunday, from 8 a.m. till 9 a.m. on both days, I'm usually downstairs with a cup of coffee, and we open the door for photographers to come in with their tripods if they wish. They can set up in front of any of the orchid plants and exhibitions, and there's not even a charge for that. If they want to stay on once the doors are officially open at 9, that's a different story. But from 8 to 9, both Saturday and Sunday, the 12th and 13th, people can come in and take pictures and take their time, and there's no interference with them.
Perfect. Les, I'll get back to you in the next week. We'll set up something, and that way you can tell everybody about the Orchid Show coming up February 11th through the 13th, and it's the first show in New England held in New Hampshire.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. And if you'd like to get the newsletter, go to paulparent.com, top of the page, click, put your email address, submit, and you'll receive it every single Thursday. It's free. And while you're there, look at last week's to give you some ideas. We did a story on Clivia. Another story on black knot on your plum trees, whether it's flowering or fruiting, and did kind of a fun story for you on when you're looking out the window during the winter. Do you just see snow? If you do, then you need to read the article. It will make you feel a lot better. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, we have Mary from Cape Cod, who has a question about a Christmas cactus.
Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you with the Christmas cactus today?
Yes, I have Christmas cactuses, and they're falling. The branches are falling off every once in a while, and I'm wondering, what am I doing wrong? And when they fall off, can I root them?
Mm-hmm. When they do come off, Mary, what you want to do is, if you look at your Christmas cactus branch, it looks like knuckles on your finger. Break off the very last knuckle. That way you get a fresh open space, because where it broke off, there's probably a problem there. So break that piece off. You have a fresh end. Push two or three or whatever you want into a container of some fresh sterilized potting soil, and it will make a root system all by itself. Just keep it where it's going to get good light, but no real direct sun on it, like an east window or a west window. Now, usually the Christmas cactus will break apart like that if you're giving it too much water. And what I always do with mine, besides putting my finger in the soil, and sometimes if you have a small Christmas cactus, there's not much room to get your finger in. I'll give it a good drink, pick up the pot, and feel the weight in my hand. A week later, I'll go by, I'll pick up the part again, feel the weight. And when it starts to get light weighted, that's when you water. You have to say to yourself, this is not a cactus from the desert. This is a cactus that lives in the tropics. Christmas cactus is a plant that normally grew in the crotches of trees, just like orchids did. And they've been hybridized to grow in the soil in a container. So you want to keep them moist, but you never want to keep them wet. And this time of the year, during the winter, when the days are short, when the intensity of the sunlight is not very strong, and think about it, this year, how many sunny days have you had? Most of the winter so far has been cloudy, has been stormy, and we really haven't had a lot of sunshine. So because you're not getting a lot of sun, your plants are not growing as quickly. So you need to cut back on the amount of water. Also, Christmas cactus, they are like a cool growing environment. And if you are able to take that Christmas cactus when it's done blooming at this time of the year or even sooner in December, if you can take that Christmas cactus, put it in your basement at night, bring it up in the morning and put it near a sunny window. If you can do this every single day for about a month, it will make all brand new buds on that plant. Short days, cool temperatures is the secret to making Christmas cactus bloom. So when you put it in your basement at supper time, and what I do, take a piece of paper, write Christmas cactus on it, scotch tape it to the door of your refrigerator, and when you start to make supper, it will remind you to put it in the cellar. In the morning, when you're making breakfast, it will remind you to bring it back up and put it near a sunny window. And it will rebloom for you normally 30 days after this process.